American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The White House faced more questions today over President Joe Biden's health. This was an exchange where a reporter mentioned about Biden coming to a press conference to answer questions when another reporter interjected.
And we would invite the president to come here and tell us directly.
Noted, Kelly.
But he's awake.
That's inappropriate.
As you heard from your colleague, the president of the WHA, that's inappropriate. Thank you, Kelly.
Karine Jean-Pierre also said that Biden has the most historic record administration, the most in modern politics, and that should matter. Democrat governors are visiting D.C. today to speak with President Biden following his poor debate performance. Republican New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney talked about California Governor Gavin Newsom's visit to Washington amidst the possibility of President Biden dropping out of the race for the White House. She made the comments on Fox Business.
They can't step over Kamala Harris, as you point out, because she's next in line. But that's why I think Gavin Newsom is coming in and saying, oh, I'm 100% behind Joe Biden. And in the event that he's unable to serve and they advance Kamala Harris, he could be the vice presidential candidate.
The New York Times is reporting that President Biden told an ally he'll have to bow out of the 2024 race for the White House if he can't turn things around in the coming days. A federal judge in Kansas has put a stop to enforcement of President Biden's transgender agenda in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere. A U.S. district judge suggested in his ruling yesterday that the Biden administration must now consider whether forcing compliance remains worth the effort. The judge's decision was the third against the rule from a federal judge in less than 3 weeks. A constitutional attorney is marveling how in a 96-hour period, the entire judicial landscape shifted in the direction that's favorable to former President Trump. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
On Friday, by a 6-3 vote, the Supreme Court threw out a case against a January 6 defendant that could affect the charges against more than 300 other January 6 defendants. Then on Monday, in an historic ruling, the High Court, also by a 6-3 count, said for the first time that former presidents can be shielded from prosecution for official acts they do in the Oval Office. And the other case against former President Trump involving the handling of classified documents is also on hold. Abraham Hamilton III is general counsel and public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
January 6th related attempts to prosecute former President Trump, they are effectively over as of now. Effectively. I think the efforts with the classified documents may have some lingering, looming issues. I don't think the Florida judge, first of all, is interested in prosecuting, which is why they've delayed them until after the elections. And I think after the election is over, the interest in prosecuting former President Trump will abate.
Hamilton says things have really turned around since last week.
And I really do believe there are lots of people who thought that this would be the month where they would see the carcass of the Trump candidacy dangling over the state of the nation. But things have turned rather starkly and quickly with the last few events. Going back to Thursday night's debate debacle for the Biden administration, Supreme Court decisions, in a matter of, 96 hours, the entire landscape has shifted in a direction that's favorable to former President Trump.
I'm Chad Groening.
The Department of Homeland Security says illegal aliens from China are now being deported. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
For months, many of the migrants coming in were from China, thousands getting through holes in the fencing, mainly in California. 37,000 Chinese migrants crossed into the U.S. last year, and that was a huge increase over the prior year. China had previously refused to repatriate their own people, but Homeland Security says after months of talks, the Chinese government has reversed course. The first plane carrying Chinese migrants home left over this past weekend. The Associated Press reported it was carrying 116 migrants, and DHS says more flights are planned. Border crossings have plummeted now to their lowest level since before President Biden took office. Last month, the president signed an order denying asylum for most adult migrants until the numbers of those coming fall significantly.
Fox Weather reports after Hurricane Beryl moves through or near Jamaica and passes the Yucatan into the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days. Its strength when arriving there will have a bearing on whether a jet stream can pull it north to Texas or if it will arc generally westward toward Mexico. The various computer models are showing a variety of possibilities. Gulf Coast residents are urged to monitor the progress of the storm. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.